Southeast Island School District schools are tiny. Most have just two teachers and between 10 and 20 students spanning grades K through 12. They're separated from each other by miles of land or even by water in Port Alexander's case. With such remote rural schools, you have to be adaptable. Here's Superintendent Lauren Birch.
You know, we're trying to meet the needs of our families. I mean, you can't have a basketball team and a kid with school with 10 kids, but you can have an archery program.
The four-day school week is just another way the district has adapted to meet the needs of the families. Birch says the idea actually came from parents. They heard about rural school districts in the lower 48 having success with the Monday through Thursday model. There was some hesitation at first, including from Nick Higson. He's principal for all of the Southeast Island schools except Thorne Bay.
We have to sometimes force ourselves to embrace change, you know, because I kind of run with the philosophy, if it's not broken, let's not try to fix it.
But the push to try it grew stronger, and in 2012, Superintendent Birch attempted to get approval from the State Department of Education.
We had many legitimate concerns about our educational program that, you know, we had to satisfy before we moved on. But it's just, you know, it's counterintuitive that a four-day school week would be successful.
The idea didn't pan out for the 2012-2013 school year, but for the 13-14 year, the school district submitted a more detailed proposal to the state, and it was approved. The next step was to get approval from the advisory councils at each school, which are made up of mostly parents. The main concern for them? Child care on Fridays. So the district administration decided to organize Friday activities.
We do things like, you know, artists in residence, where we bring in an artist and they come in and do silk screening with our kids on that Friday. Or we do swim lessons with our kids and we take them to the pool and they do swim lessons. We did a number of activities where kids get this really neat enrichment opportunity on Fridays that they wouldn't necessarily get in a block scheduled day.
Some families chose to spend that extra day off with subsistence activities.
You know, people do hunt and gather here a lot. I mean, hunting, fishing, mushrooms, berries. They appreciate that time to get out, you know, and have a three-day weekend.
The kids, absolutely, not 100% of them, a very, very high number of them, absolutely love it. It allows them to spend more time with their families, either doing subsistence activities. It allows them to go to things like the DMV or the dentist or the doctor on a non-school day so they don't miss instructional time. And that's really, really important.
It also cuts down on days students miss to travel for sports. The support for the four-day week isn't completely unanimous. Principal Higson surveyed students and parents and put their anonymous responses on the school district's website. Most of the feedback is positive, but some kids commented that the teachers give more homework because of the extra day off, or that they feel they learned more in the five-day week. For Higson, he sees the impact of the four-day week in the test scores.
And the test data that we got back at the end of the year is phenomenal.
Scores either went up or stayed the same. Nothing went down. And what about the teachers? Here's Superintendent Birch.
The teachers have been, I think unanimous in support of it. And I wasn't really sure how that would go either, because now they're working harder longer. But on those Fridays, about half of the Fridays are work days. And so, you know, you can do your professional development, you're working together, you grade your papers, and it's created a much, much more collaborative time for teachers to work together.
The four-day school week hasn't saved money for the district. With Friday activities and the slightly longer days Monday through Thursday, Birch says it actually ends up being a bit more expensive. But the shorter week fits with people's lifestyles in these communities, and that is what has made it stick. Reporting from Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.